Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Because we have a significant weather event and a good chunk of North Dakota, so we'll get the statewide outlook from meteorologist Dean Wysocki. And we have Ennis Freedom on the program today. Ennis Freedom, who is coming to Bismarck next week to speak for the Be Truthful folks and have had a series of great speakers come to town. He's going to join the conversation. He'll be at Belhus Auditorium, Bell Mayhus Auditorium in Bismarck next week. We'll tell you about all that coming up in the program, but we added him to the show. Got to give a shout-out to everybody that turned out last night. What fun to see that kind of crowd at the Bismarck Airport. Way to go, K-Fire listeners. You turned out in mass.
That was great.
My goodness. And the part that warms my heart is you got Vietnam vets who did not get a due and proper
right.
welcome home.
Exactly.
During the Vietnam era. That had to just warm their hearts.
The thing I kept hearing over and over and over on the honor flight was the welcome home that they got. And they were so touched. And what also touched so many of the veterans, on the flight back, they did a mail call as they handed out envelopes. Well, it turns out they had family and friends and stuff write them, and some of these guys were tearing up in their seats on the plane on the way back. It was so touching to see. It was great.
That's awesome. And you know, what a great experience for them. Kudos to all the folks that helped with the fundraising and all the efforts behind it. It takes a lot of organization to get charter flight and dinners and trips and buses and everything else, but I know it's appreciated by not only the veterans but their families, and thanks for everybody to turn out. That was really great. I was at Sweet Shots last night checking that out. Jim and Sherry Heyer hosted a little party last night.
That's the new golf deal.
Thanks to the Heyers. Yeah, folks are familiar with Top Golf. It's like a Top Golf.
Kind of like that, yeah.
Only it's called Sweet Shots, and it's in Fargo, just opened up. And the parking lot was absolutely jammed. They've been open, I think, a week, not even, you know. And it's already unbelievable. So great time.
Do they have a little tracker for your little, when you look at the monitor, you can see where your ball goes?
They have this new this new tracking system, actually, that is kind of even ahead of the curve of other ones around the country. So pretty amazing.
We went to Topgolf in Vegas. It's unbelievable.
And
it's like going bowling. And then the food,
food is just like unbelievable. Yeah. So pretty amazing. Congressman Kelly Armstrong on the show today. Also, we're going to talk with the John D. Odegaard School of Aerospace Sciences Dean Bob Krause about a conference that's coming up in partnership with Grand Farm and the University of North Dakota on space ag. We're going to learn a little bit more about space ag. This is a thing. This is a thing. So that's coming up on the show today. And I don't know if this is a joke. I'm going to find out. But there's been a new proclamation that's come out of the governor's office entitled Window Film Day. It sounds like a prank, but I'm told it's not.
Okay.
I'll try and dig into that a little bit today on the program. So
Window Film Day.
Right. Last thing I'll tell you about is there is a breaking news story out of New York City, Brooklyn, to be exact. Evidently, multiple people shot at a subway station in Brooklyn. This is just breaking this morning. And we know of numerous undetonated devices that were found and shots fired. I've heard multiple people shot. I've heard as many as 13. I've heard 5 to 7. I don't know Total numbers are usually always wrong early on anyway, but we'll keep you posted on that, too. Dean Wysocki, our chief meteorologist, let's go to you first. And looks like, by my road report, that things have already deteriorated in and around Bismarck Mandan, especially.
Oh, yeah.
So give us a statewide picture here.
Yeah. Travel not recommended going into the central and western part of the state. Let's draw a line from about Grand Forks through between Valley City and Jamestown down south of there. You don't want to travel anywhere west or north of there today or tomorrow. Conditions are going to rapidly deteriorate. Already snow-packed roads out around Bismarck. All of that precip is spreading northward towards the Devil's Lake Basin, up towards Minot, out towards Williston. Everybody in the central and western part of the state is going to get hit with 12 to 24 inches of snow. Widespread snow event out there. Good news for moisture.
Today, tomorrow, Thursday?
Today, tomorrow, and starting to wind down Thursday.
Okay. And you got good news there.
The good news is a lot of moisture with that.
Thank you.
The bad news is with the calving season still going on, that's going to be a little bit of a problem out there. But by tonight and into tomorrow, most of central and western part of the state probably going to be shut down.
Do we have enough thawed ground to take advantage of some of that moisture?
A lot of that's going to soak in.
Okay, good.
Because it's been pretty warm out there.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, most of that should soak in, and that's great news for them. But there's a very sharp cutoff line in this snow. We'll use a good example here in Cass County. We'll probably pick up about 1 to 3 inches here in and around the FM area and out into the lakes area before all is said and done. And most of that's going to come Wednesday night and Thursday, mostly rain before that. But 25 miles just northwest of here, 6 to 10 inches of snow.
Wow.
I mean, there's that sharp of a cutoff.
How about the Minnesota way?
Minnesota, the far northwestern part of the state, probably going to pick up 6 to 10 inches. You go out further south towards the lakes area, towards DL,
yep.
Probably about 1 to 3, same as here in the FM area. You go down south towards Fergus, probably inch or less, not much at all. So the further south you go, the less they're going to get. We could even see thunderstorms in and around the Southern Valley here as we head towards the evening.
That's okay.
While up around Grand Forks, they'll be in a blizzard.
But, man, spring skiing at Red Lodge looks fantastic right now.
Right, exactly.
I mean, this weekend.
Yeah, but travel later today and tomorrow is not advised going west of the valley.
And later in the week to the north.
Yeah.
In Minnesota.
In Minnesota, yep.
South Dakota getting whacked, too, from this?
The far northwestern part of South Dakota is getting this, but the rest of the state not getting much at all.
Got it.
In-laws said it was raining pretty good in Aberdeen this
year. Yeah, they're getting rain on the warm side. And then big severe weather outbreak with this later today in all the way into south. In fact, they could get as north as far north as Fergus, southern Minnesota, Iowa, into Nebraska, expecting a big severe weather outbreak later today.
Are we done with
No. I know where you're going.
Yeah, the white stuff?
We've got more coming in Easter Sunday. Into Sunday night, and then we've got another storm system the middle of next week, and this is all going by the LRC.
Wow. All right, interesting. Okay. Thank you, Dino.
Stay safe.
Yep. Swap spots there with our mystery voice here. I want to have him fact check this for me. I'll tell you who he is before we end, but somebody sent this to me, and I honestly thought it was like a late April Fool's joke. Okay?
Is it like Awareness Day or something?
It's a State of North Dakota Proclamation.
Okay.
Window Film Day, April 30th, 2022.
Okay, hang on.
Whereas window film, when professionally installed on existing windows, aids in significant energy savings and the reduction of carbon emissions, and whereas window film and associated cost savings could have a significant impact during this period of high energy costs, supporting consumers in their ability to pay for utility services, and whereas window film helps to screen out dangerous UV rays to help protect skin from cancer and eyes from glare, and whereas window film provides job opportunities for people to serve their communities, and whereas nearly 80% of all window film in the world is manufactured in the United States by leading companies and offers significant economic benefits at all levels, and whereas window film helps both consumers and businesses to save money on their energy bills and reduce peak demand for electricity when utilities are most challenged, now therefore, as governor of the state of North Dakota, I do hereby proclaim April 30th, 2022, Window Film Day in the state of North Dakota, signed by Doug Burgum and attested to by Al Jagger, Secretary of State.
Yes, it's real. It's on the state website.
Okay, now everything in here I would agree with, right? I mean, when we get into reduction of carbon emissions and everything else, we're getting a little woke-ish, I guess, here. But, I mean, window film, we use it here. I think it's fine, but do we need a State of North Dakota proclamation for it? I don't know.
Really.
Al Carlson is here, a Fargo City Commission candidate, by the way, new to that busy race, but longtime state majority leader. What do you make of window film day? Do we need a proclamation for this now? Is this a normal thing?
It's been on the windows that I've been building in houses since 1985.
So you're pro window film?
Absolutely. Yeah. But it comes on most every window nowadays. They called it heat mirror. They've called it many different things. Reflects the sun's rays out in the summer to keep you cooler, and in the winter it reflects your heat back in to keep you warmer. So it's nothing new. It's been on windows, and it's hard to even buy a window without it anymore.
So we're pro window film. We've established that. But what do you make of the governor proclaiming this? Is that a little odd, or is that...
Well, it seems that there's going to be a lot of other things more important than that, but I guess you got to have something to fill every day, I guess.
Maybe there it is.
Maybe we should,
here it is.
Maybe we should start a little petition to, you know, kind of some things we want a day to proclaim for, you know?
Oh, I know in California it's a big deal on the cars. Yeah. Every car's got to have it.
If you don't tint it too much, because then you get arrested.
Yep, exactly.
How about Defend Innocent Lives Day?
I'm all about that.
Yeah, me too. How about Health Freedom Day? We could have a Health Freedom Day.
That's a grand idea.
I don't know. I think we should start a list. Since Window Film Day made the list, and again, nothing against window film. I want to make that very clear. I'm pro window film.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It just seems a little odd.
You know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota. It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive trackers with the Auto Command CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Let's go to Norway. My name is Carol Juven. I have been in Norway 179 times, and I am inviting you to join us on tour in beautiful Norway for one of our 5 escorted beautiful tours of Norway. We will even assist you with your ties to Norway. If it is from Norway, we will find the family for you. The Best of Norway Tour, Scandinavia, Denmark, Sweden, and Norway. Norway Luxury Tour 1, Norway Luxury Tour number 2, and Southern Norway, the World War II exhibits. Enjoy hundreds of waterfalls and fjords, all settled in the beautiful mountains of Norway. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Call today 1-800-343-0093. Space is limited. 800-343-0093. Online at juventours.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The Turkish NBA star turned American human rights advocate, Enes Kanter Freedom, will be on the show next hour. Coming to Bismarck next week. He's going to do a youth basketball clinic. Is that fun or what? We're actually going to talk with the coach, NBA skills coach Mark Kinnebrew, will be hosting that youth basketball clinic from 1 to 3 next week in Bismarck at St. Mary's High School on the program today after we chat with Annis and Senator Kevin Cramer, instrumental in inviting Annis Freedom to Bismarck, who will speak, by the way, on Tuesday evening at the Annis Cantor Freedom. Freedom Isn't Free Talk at the Bell Mayhus Auditorium, 6 p.m. on Tuesday night next week. Pretty amazing story, this guy. Looking forward to chatting with him coming up next hour. Well, I guess we just followed the leader on this Window Film Day thing. I've done a little checking, and I was curious if there are any other states that had Window Film Day, and it turns out there's a national Window Film Day.
Well, there you go.
On the 30th. So evidently, the 30th of April, that's a thing.
Awareness has been brought.
There you go.
Well, I mean, would you have been aware of window film if the government hadn't stepped in for us?
I would. I would be aware of it.
Really? I am, yes.
We're in a building with a lot of windows and without window film.
Some people don't know about window film, Scott. Some people are less fortunate than you, and they need to know about window film.
We have both window film and shades, and if we don't, we roast in the summertime, right? It just helps, it helps regulate the temperature
in
here.
But in the winter...
Bring it on. Yeah, exactly right. So anyway, it's a fine thing. I don't know why. It just kind of struck me. What the heck? But since somebody went through the effort of making sure there was a national window film day, I assume there's people say, hey, Governor Burgum, could we have a state window film day? So there must be a window film association or something.
You're going to go to the city of Fargo and try to get a city declaration, too?
You know what I'd love? I'd love if North Dakota just did its own thing related to not only what particular day it is on proclamations, but also, you know, we'll decide when we lower the flag. Thank you very much.
Yeah, and how many trees were killed in the printing of those
window film day proclamations?
How many trees are...
You want to do the carbon score on that?
Yeah, do the carbon score there.
Sam wants to do the carbon score on it, yeah.
So you guys are going to team up with the environmentalists on this one, then.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
It's all about the trees.
Just asking for a friend.
You know, Governor Tim Walz is in Moorhead, Minnesota today. I wonder if he has a state window film day.
Oh, no, he's... why doesn't he care about window film?
He's probably for free window film.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, he's for free.
Everybody should get... Everybody window film. Yeah.
So it was Lake Street in Minneapolis there where they all had windows knocked out there.
Do you know, and this is really, if you're in Minnesota, this should really make you mad. The reason he's coming to Moorhead, and he's been going around the state talking about delivering $2 billion in direct relief to Minnesota families through, are you ready? Walz checks. Like it's his money. Walz checks. Are you kidding me?
And by the way, if he could get out of his own checkbook, that'd be great.
Yeah, I don't think that's happening. It's $2 billion out of the $9 billion. So, I hope somebody there asked them a very simple question. Okay, what about the other $7 billion?
Yeah, then what? Yeah.
How about you give us all $9 billion back since it's our money in the first place?
That would make way too much sense.
We paid you too much money, and now you're giving us peasants... here's $1,000 in direct payment.
John Hinterrocker's been on a tear trying with the give it back thing, and I've been saying, yeah, good luck with that. That's Tim Walz.
Yeah, well, he evidently heard the message, but he's only going to give back $2 billion.
Yeah, here you go.
So he can say he gave some back. Yep. Yeah.
And so I'm going to start handing out to What's in Your Mind listeners Mitchell checks, so stand by to win yours.
And by the way, you only get $500 if you're a single player. So it's, false advertising that married couples get $1,000.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right.
And not everybody's going to get it. 2.7 million Minnesota households to get it, but I'm sure it'll be a class warfare deal. So anyway.
So he's in Moorhead, huh?
He's in Moorhead today. Yep.
I was wondering what that smell was.
Be nice. For crying out loud now.
All right.
Be nice.
Sorry.
He's wrong, but he doesn't smell. Come on.
Is somebody from the flag trying to get that interview that we're not going to get in the first place?
Well, unfortunately, it's 10:15 and 11:15 that he's here. I think he planned it so he could avoid us, is what happened there.
Imagine that.
He's got a Walz check event to 10:15, and then at 11:15 he's going to talk about public safety.
Great.
Because when we spend all that time allowing buildings to burn and preventing the National Guard from coming in to stop the racial riots, now we have to burnish up our public safety credentials now that we're running for office.
Credibility there.
Yeah,
he's taking a stand there.
Hey, Tim, can I pick up my check on the way home then? Is that the plan?
Yeah, go ahead.
Drop it off Give me your address. He'll drop it off in your mailbox on the way home.
Please.
I'll pick it up.
Please. Some news person is going to go there and be given you know, a question or two in the super secret guarded way of which they allow conversations with the press. Just, you know, why? Here's a simple question. Why not give all $9 billion back? It's a surplus.
It's Wall's money. It's
You've got too much money. Well, he could be a hero. $9 billion in Wall's checks. I don't care what they call it.
I'll give you that.
I don't care what they call it. Just give it back. Just give it back. Jason Lewis and I are going to be speaking on the steps of the state capitol. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know. Yeah. When did that come together?
I should call Jason up today. We don't have any time, though, do we? We got a jam-packed show today. Maybe tomorrow. We'll call Jason.
The man that they're called the Walls Lewis check, so he also gets some credit for that.
Saturday the 23rd on the steps of the Capitol. Saturday morning the 23rd. Come on with us.
To give it back deal.
Yeah.
Okay,
yep. There we are.
We're gonna, you know, get a lot of people there, and maybe he'll, you know, peer out of the Summit Avenue mansion and say, yeah, I guess there's a lot of people here that want me to give it back. Maybe we should give it back. I don't know. Novel concept. Congressman Kelly Armstrong coming up here in a little bit. Ennis Freedom will join us on the show today. I still can't get my mind wrapped around the fact that the NBA cancels Ennis Freedom because of his concern for human rights and what China is doing under the Uyghurs. Okay, he can't protest China, but every other NBA player that wants to can protest America.
Mm-hmm.
He can't protest China. No, you're canceled.
And he wasn't, you know, he wasn't some G League developmental player. I mean, he was the third pick, the third overall pick in the draft. I mean, that's the level of player he is.
Banned. They tried to silence him.
Yeah.
Banned him. And by the way, this guy's just a hero all the way around. He took on Turkey, too.
Mm-hmm.
His home country. He's from Turkey. They imprisoned his family over it.
Yeah.
Said, you're never going to see him again.
Unreal.
Silence you. Right?
Well, you know, Nike owns the NBA, and you know, Nike's relationship with China.
There's a whole other deal.
The reason you get $80 Jordans or whatever the cheap ones are is because, you know, they're 20 cents a day to put them together.
Slave labor in China.
Slave labor puts them together in China.
He protested that, too. Nobody cares. And
nope.
But by the way, do you want to hate America? Come on in. Come on in. Just take the NBA platform and you go there.
That's why their message has no weight. None of those people, they're all hypocrites.
Texas
LeBron
says,
and the rest of them.
Here's a good message for today from one of our fine listeners. Have a great day. The sun shines all the time. It never stops, even at night. Light always takes over darkness. God
Amen.
Is light. God bless your day. Thank you for that.
Right back in.
Nice little encouraging message. Brought to you today by our friends at MyPillow. Talk about light and darkness. My gosh, Mike Lindell doesn't stop. Remember, everything is on sale. Some big time sales right now, 60% off. My Pillow sheets and My Pillow towels, best of the best. All with a 60-day guarantee. You don't like it, send it back. 10-year warranty. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or 800-506-9028. Kelly Armstrong takes your calls next.
He's one of America's most controversial billionaires, George Soros. All across America, Soros is funding far-left district attorneys for office. And once elected, these district attorneys oppose bail. They want early release for criminals. And in some cases, won't even prosecute felony offenders. It's no wonder crime is spiking in major cities and our police are under fire. Now Rob Schmidt looks at the shocking situation on Newsmax. Tune into Newsmax. Watch Rob Schmidt tonight, 9 p.m., and find out the real truth about George Soros and the dangerous district attorneys endangering our cities. You can find Newsmax on every major cable system. If your cable operator doesn't carry Newsmax, call them. Let them know you want it. Or watch Newsmax free on your smart TVs, or start streaming on Pluto, Zumo, Roku, and more. Millions are switching to Newsmax for news they can trust. Switch today and watch Rob Schmidt tonight on Newsmax.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden will be in Menlo, Iowa later today and is expected to announce his steps his administration is taking to address rising gasoline prices across the country. His plan includes the Environmental Protection Agency issue an emergency waiver permitting year-round sales of E15 gasoline or ethanol gasoline. It should be noted ethanol gasoline burns dirtier and creates more ozone or smog in the atmosphere. As India has been soft on Russia for its invasion of Ukraine, President Biden and Prime Minister Modi conference called each other Monday. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki describes the conversation.
This was a constructive call. It was a productive call. It's a relationship that is vitally important to the United States and to the president. I would not see it as an adversarial call.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by H.A. Thompson & Sons, the indoor air quality experts. That's the deal. Pandemic, endemic, you know, you name it. Viruses in the air, flu strain, it's so tough. It just is, these things are never going to go away. But why not protect yourself and do everything you can to increase the intake of outside air to make indoor air environmentally healthy? Well, why not? There's filtering systems that can remove the harmful elements. There's equipment to get, you know, humidity out or add humidity in. Air cleaners that target harmful bacteria, viruses, and mold in the air, they have all that. Big to small, institutional size for long-term care and schools, all the way down to, you know, your three-bedroom apartment. They can do it. HATandSons.com, HATandSons.com, the indoor air quality experts at H.A. Thompson & Sons. Congressman Kelly Armstrong is here, who, along with Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford and Governor Senator Hovind, Senator Cramer, and a whole host of folks welcomed those heroes home on that honor flight last night. That was fun, huh, Kelly? I'm not hearing Kelly there.
I'm not either.
Daniel?
We're just Hello. Talking to him.
Now we got you.
Okay, there we go.
We had a little glitch there. Anyway, quite a night. Thanks for being there. That was awesome.
Yeah, it always impresses me how, you know, North Dakota's just turn out for those types of things. And I'm just so proud of our veterans. And it was just a cool event.
And, you know, some of those vets didn't get exactly the warmest welcome. Probably did it better in North Dakota than most places, but they still had to lay low coming home from the Vietnam War. So kind of nice to have that moment.
Yeah, I mean, and at this time and, you know, where we're at, I mean, most of the people who served in are on those types of things are Vietnam. So I do think it's really, I hope it's special for them because we didn't treat them very well when they came home the first time.
Questions or comments for Kelly are welcome here on What's On Your Mind. You can call us at 701-258-0550. You can text 701-237-1590. We'll give priority to calls today, so call us, 258-0550. First time we've had a chance to talk since the Republican convention a week or so ago here, and wanted to get your take on that. As a former party chair, as someone that's, you know, been active in Republican Party politics, I saw it as, you know, 2,300 people there, record turnout, and civility, you know, for the most part. Not everybody happy exactly with the outcome, but everybody got along. Even Rick Becker gets up and says, hey, let's have a united message going forward. Some people are continuing to say, you know, why didn't this person speak, or why didn't this speak, or wasn't handled well. What is your overall assessment on the convention? What do you think?
Well, first of all, I think everybody needs to recognize those entire things are put on by volunteers, and I know this by doing it. And a ton of work goes into doing it, and you still have to get lucky. Like the delegate registration at the beginning is as simple as they were off by one number through the whole sheet, which caused all kinds of problems that they had to go back and fix. But yeah, I mean, considering you have less than 200 people in the room at the Democratic convention a couple weeks earlier and you had 2,300 people there, nobody's ever entitled to these jobs. You got to go work and you got to go work hard to get there. And I mean, all things considered, you're always going to have, you know, when you're the dominant political party and you have as tumultuous a year, a couple of years as we have had across the whole country, I mean, you're going to have people who are angry, frustrated, ready to go. But I'm glad they came and I'm glad they were engaged in the process.
How do you assess the conservative cause in North Dakota, largely, obviously, the champion of which is the Republican Party in a dominating way, legislatively, you know, all three of the congressional seats, in addition, obviously, your statewide office seats. You know, if you look at it on paper, you say, this is dominant. Yet, you know, obviously, it's a frustrating time. Who's not mad right now to see everything that Trump did undone and, you know, Republican majorities in the Trump era, all of that undone, a brick by brick, and almost in a just a lightning fast way. It's hard to watch that, but do you sense the vast majority of North Dakota conservatives are happy with the direction the state's going and what folks are doing and representing them?
I'm not entirely sure anybody from conservative to a moderate to establishment. I all these labels bug me, but you got to figure out a way to talk about it. But, I mean, I don't think anybody's extraordinarily happy about the direction of the country over the last 2 years and all of those different issues. But, you know, one thing that we forget, I think, sometimes or don't really dig into enough is how much North Dakota has grown over the last 10 years. I mean, 17% population growth roughly since 2010 and even started a little below that. So when you get into the financial side of it, you talk about increased spending. I'm not entirely sure we baseline that appropriately. And listen, I think we spend too much money everywhere. So we're $30 trillion in debt. But I think there's sometimes I always get a little frustrated when people who know better oversimplify arguments in order to, rally support instead of telling people the truth sometimes, or at least saying it's a little more complicated than that.
And, if it was easy, we'd have fixed it long ago.
You're going to spend more money when you grow at an absolutely massive rate. And one of the reasons is because your tax base doesn't keep up in time to deal with things like inflation. We watched all of this happen in the oil boom. Now, the counter argument to that is, how do you make a conservative a liberal? Give them a surplus. And I think we have too much of that going on as well.
Mark and Hazen for Congressman Kelly Armstrong. Go ahead, Mark, you're up.
Mr. Armstrong, how are you today?
I'm doing well.
Say, I understand there was a bill in the House a few weeks back that would have dramatically reduced the cost of insulin, and it failed. And apparently you said that even if you weren't there to vote on it, apparently, but you said you would have voted against it anyway. What's the details on that?
Yeah, so first of all, it reduces the cost of the consumer, but it does exactly what my colleagues do. And the reason I wasn't there to vote is I was coming home for the convention. But it does exactly what you say, what they always do. We don't actually do anything to effectuate the cost. We just pass it on to insurance and rate payers and have no mechanism for dealing with why the real functions are. So it caps the cost at individuals at $35, but it doesn't do anything. It's not paid for. So it's another, I can't even remember right now, $1 billion into the budget, and it just passes and defers the cost back to ratepayers and back to insurance companies. It's not dealing with the structural issues. It's a bill to put out there that just defers the cost to everybody else.
Is there any plans to reintroduce a different bill that might help offset these costs to the consumer?
Yeah, as soon as we win back the majority, we have a pharmaceutical bill. We introduced it in 2018. The Democrats obviously had theirs, and I absolutely can't imagine that won't be one of the first five bills we introduce again. But it gets more to transparency and pricing and dealing with the issues and trying to get the cost of all of prescription drugs down, but also get the cost down, not just defer the cost to other taxpayers.
Mark, thanks for the call. Next is Larry on the road today, listening to What's on Your Mind. Thank you for that, Larry. Question for Kelly Armstrong.
Yeah, Congressman Armstrong. I called your office a while back, and I really wasn't happy with the excuses or whatever I got from it. I had a friend that was asked to do a bid. He's a disadvantaged bidder on a federal demolition project in Bismarck. By another company called him up and asked him they needed a disadvantaged bidder. So he put this bid in on that, and the two companies got this bid, okay? And a week later, they get a call, and they say, we're pulling your bid, and we're giving it to this other company that was a fair amount higher on their bid because this is the excuse they give. The seventh page of the contract was a little fuzzy when it came back. A little didn't look clear. There were no signatures on there or nothing. It was just explaining the parameters of the contract. Now, I would like to know who is out there spending my tax money, your tax money, and everything else, and just deciding that we throw the bidding process away when we could have said, please refax or resend the seventh page. You know, it was a lot of money, and it was just given. And your office said to me that I needed to talk to the Attorney General of North Dakota. And I don't know what he has to do with federal projects. But then I was also told, well, do you think there was something funny going on here? And I said, it sure looks like it. And they said, well, you know,
a lot of particulars to get in there, obviously. Larry, I'm not sure we can do that in the short time we have on the air. Kelly, anything quickly, or we can certainly get him to give us his number so we can connect to your office with him.
Yeah, and more, the guy who got this, I mean, I need to talk to the guy. I can't do anything until I talk to the guy who had the bid turned down.
Yeah, so Larry, why don't you hang on, and maybe you can share that name and number, and then the Congressman Kramer's office can dig into that a little bit. So if you'd get that, Daniel, from Larry, that'd be great. We'll pass it on. Alan and Sherwood.
Armstrong.
What did I say?
Congressman Kramer.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. He's not a congressman.
We know
anymore.
What he meant.
Yeah.
We know.
Congressman Kelly Armstrong.
Get Kramer on it, too. Get over now.
Alan in Sherwood, you're next for Congressman Armstrong. Go ahead.
I'm just wondering if Congressman can do anything to help us. We live right along the Canadian border, and there have been communities involved in this. The custom hours during COVID were cut from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. back to 9 to 5 p.m., and now, according to the people who work there, say that it's going to continue closing the border crossings at 5 p.m. even after everything is lifted, and that is just going to be devastating to all these towns alongside the border and farmers going across the farm and people coming down to shop and whatnot. Can you do anything to help get us our hours back?
I don't know if I can do anything to help. I can do something to try. We just sent a letter, I think, Thursday or Friday of last week. We're trying to get them into our office. It's not just Sherwood, it's Antler. We want the old hours back, at the very least, we want them to account for planting and harvesting right now. We just sent a letter literally last Friday, and we're trying to get somebody in our office to come tell us why they think this is appropriate.
Well, it's a huge issue.
There's no legislation or whatever. It's an executive branch function, so we're trying to figure out why they did it, why they think they have to do it. They can't blame Border Patrol. It's not a Border Patrol issue. It's a customs issue. And so we were trying to get them on the phone last week. We couldn't get them on the phone because, well, there's a lot of reasons. So we sent a letter over, and we're trying to get them in our office as soon as they're available to come.
Well, yeah, there's about 10 towns that are going to be affected heavily across the border on this, plus the big cities and the shopping and stuff. We got to get on this.
It is outrageous to me that the southern border is wide open, no longer even a pandemic down there, and we have the restrictions we have at the northern border. Just defies logic. Alan, appreciate the...
StrataCorp wants you. Come build a solid future with the good folks at StrataCorp. Hiring events are happening Wednesday, April 13th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Grand Forks, 1600 North 48th Street. West Fargo, 210 12th Avenue Northwest. And Mandan, 1105 40th Avenue Southeast. On-site interviews are happening. Find out about $2,500 sign-on bonus for ReadyMix drivers, too. The StrataCorp hiring event, Grand Forks, West Fargo, and Mandan, 11 a.m. to 2, Wednesday, April 13th. Don't miss it. Your future starts now with StrataCorp. MetroServe USA says, come on in, have a cup of coffee with us, or a cappuccino, or a phone pop, any size, 49 cents. MetroServe USA, big bag of the old Trapper beef jerky, $12.99, salted nut rolls, 3 for $2, liquid ice energy drink, 16-ounce size, 2 for $3.50, and a big 28-pack of water is just $3.99. Don't forget those tie-dye hoodies, too. Buy one, get one free. MetroServe USA, helping America feel better. Tell them Scott sent you. Take it from the people that own one. Hot spring spas and pool tables, too, is the best. Here's Dennis to tell us why.
I knew Vince for a number of years through the YMCA. So he had been after me a long time to think about this, to get one. You're going to feel good. I said, Vince, I'm going to buy one from you. And that's what I did. It's so relaxing. We have the stereo on outside in the deck. Promotes time of relaxation and a time of fellowship. And it's been wonderful.
Hot spring spas, pool tables, too. West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks, too.
Reveille, wake up, stand up, let's elevate America. Join me at ndflagpoleguy.com and our patriots in raising America to a level of excellence. Strength through peace and love will be our creed. Let us return to the basics of what has made our country great. Accountability to a creator, ourselves, and those in our lives is vitally important to a civil, free country. I'm Jim, I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
PetroServe USA is waiting for lunch today to serve you some home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. Like a hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie if you're traveling I-94 Valley City today. And by the way, speaking of travel, travel alerts have now been issued for Adams, Billing, Bowman, Burley, Dickey, Emmons, Golden Valley, Grant, Hedinger, Kidder, Lemoore, Logan, McIntosh, Morton, Oliver, Sioux Slope, Stark, and Stutzman counties. So reduced visibility is already, slippery roads, heavy snow, blowing snow, strong winds, everything predicted is happening. So remember when those travelers come out, it means be careful, but maybe take a break and turn around after you have a hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie in Valley City, exit 292, Valley City off I-94. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, meatloaf or chicken, fried steak, pulled pork off 12th and I-29. NP Avenue is tater tot hot dish today, beef tips in Glendon, tacos, orange chicken, and Yulin PetroServe USA. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Let's talk about the southern border. And now, Title 42. Title 42 meaning, correct me if I'm wrong, zero limitations are now available, once they get their way here, to limit the flow of illegal immigrants. I saw a stat the other day that almost is mind-boggling to me, that when the 2024 election comes in, one of five voters will have been in some form of immigration status where they're not a legal voter. One of five. I forget who did this analysis based on the flow that they are coming in. But we are losing our country at the southern border, and I know it's tough in the minority. Do you have any tools? Is there anything we can do to stop this madness?
I mean, first of all, Title 43, when they take rid of it on May 23rd, you're going to see a surge, a huge surge at the border when it's already been as bad. And keep in mind, they lose operational capacity at about 5,000 contacts a day. They lose total operational capacity. And they're expecting at the end of May and through June to have 8,000 contacts a day. So when people say that we live in North Dakota and we don't live on the southern border, well, that's where all the fentanyl comes from. That's where everything comes from. And if you know anybody in your community that's overdosed, you are a border community. That's exactly how this works. And I think it's the greatest tragedy of a pretty bad presidency. And it's really difficult to get the media to cover it fairly, which shouldn't shock anybody. But yeah, I mean, I think the first part is you've got a U.S. senator and two U.S. senators in Arizona that are worried about it. One of them's up for election. All the border states Democrats are terrified, and we're just going to continue to amp up the pressure to the point where they have to do something until they start holding. I mean, it only works when Democrats start holding up President Biden's objective because of this, because they don't need Republicans in the House, and for a lot of different issues, they don't need them on the Senate side. So, and then I can just tell you, when we take the majority back, the first hearing we're going to have in Oversight, Energy, and Commerce is fentanyl. The second one is fentanyl. The third one is fentanyl. The first hearing we're going to have in Homeland is going to be about northern border and southern border resources. The first hearing we're going to have in Ed and Labor is the cost to local communities for influx of non-English-speaking migrants into their communities. The first hearing we're going to have in Foreign Affairs is what's going on in the Northern Triangle. And that's before we ever get to judiciary and oversight. I can't imagine that the first bill we don't introduce is a border security bill, and then we're going to amp the pressure up. I actually got to present to the entire Republican conference at our retreat on doing exactly this, instead of making the same mistakes that our Democratic colleagues did when they took the majority back and immediately went into trying to get Trump's tax returns from 10 years ago. We're going to do this oversight on the administration about things that matter to the American people right now, and we're going to keep the pressure up.
Texter says, I want to know if Congressman Armstrong is planning on supporting Kevin McCarthy for Speaker when the Republicans take back the House. Are we supporting business-as-usual rhinos?
I don't think Kevin McCarthy's a business as usual rhino. He's raised more money than anybody in the history of that job. And when we take the majority back, Kevin will be the next speaker.
Frank West Fargo, listening to What's on Your Mind, question for Congressman Kelly Armstrong. Go, Frank.
Yes, sir, Mr. Armstrong. Yeah, I guess I want to agree with you. You know, Biden sucks. I guess my first question, though, is how are we do believe that you guys are going to stand against, you know, what's going on in the left and the new Supreme Court judge. I wanted to know if, does Connor Swenson still work for you and your staff? And were you?
What's the world have to do with anything? Okay, go ahead, Kelly.
But yeah, I mean, we're going to do everything we can, and we're going to. I mean, I just walked through one of the things I think we absolutely have to do to hold this administration accountable. We're still, I mean, the one thing the Republicans in the House are good at, and actually better at than the Senate, don't tell my two friends over there, is we're good at oversight, and we're still going to have a Democratic administration, and we're still not going to have 60 votes in the Senate. So not only do we have to introduce good, solid bills that do what they megaphones we have to keep the pressure on and keep moving forward. We just have to do it.
Texter says, Kelly, I see you're listed as an honorary host for a fundraiser for a district candidate who failed to receive the district support in lieu of a challenging candidate. Do you feel it's the duty of state and national office holders to interfere or override the choice of local district constituents, or is that a form of bullying?
It is not a form of bullying. Jessica Unruh, I've served with her in the state legislature since
time I got elected, and she's one of my best friends in the whole world. And listen, I will lose supporters over the course of my political career because I pick sides, and I have worked up close and personal with Jessica Unruh, and more importantly, I consider her one of my close friends, and I'm going to support her as long as I can.
Last question. Texter says the first bill should be to remove the millions that came in illegally. What about that?
We don't need a bill to do that. The law says we have to do that. That is an implementation issue, and that is a mechanics issue. And I mean, just to be honest with the Texter, the actual operational capacity to do that through a Biden White House won't happen. That just won't happen. They're in charge of the impeachment. We never are.
Right. Yeah, great point. All right, thanks, Kelly. Appreciate the time today. Talk with you again soon. Congressman Kelly Armstrong, taking your questions and comments. God bless you folks. And his freedom when we come back. Find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, more mandates, lockdowns, inflation. There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. Stick together. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. Since 2012, offering broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the same towers as all the major carriers. And Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer service. They share your values, support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, and our veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. Special discounts for vets and first responders, and multi-line discounts, too. Support a company that loves America and you. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY or call 972-PATRIOT.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. Dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.